Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ecclesiastes 1:1-11. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1-11. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. My theme for reflection is finding meaning beyond the vanities of life. Finding meaning beyond the vanities of life. In a world that often feels repetitive, exhausting, and unfulfilling, the quest for lasting meaning seems elusive. Ecclesiastes 1:1-11 confronts this harsh reality by acknowledging life's cyclical nature and the limitations of human efforts under the sun. The preacher, traditionally associated with Solomon, boldly declares, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Yet this pessimism serves a purpose, to strip away false hopes, clearing a path to discover the deeper, eternal significance that transcends earthly pursuits. The passage opens with a sobering statement about life's futility, likening it to a mist or vapor, something transient and insubstantial. The preacher examines the perpetual cycles of nature, the sun's daily course, the wind's ceaseless blowing, and rivers continuously flowing into an unfilled sea, as metaphors for the unending toil of human existence. Despite constant activity, nothing truly new is achieved, and human efforts fail to leave a lasting impact. The passage urges us to recognize the limitations of earthly pursuits and ambitions, which often end in weariness and dissatisfaction. This reflection is not merely pessimistic, rather it functions as a spiritual awakening. The preacher seeks to clear away the error, our mistaken belief that the world can offer ultimate fulfillment. He confronts us with the reality that even great achievements fade from memory, and like ancient kingdoms buried in sand, are eventually forgotten. This recognition, though sobering, points to the need for salvation and meaning beyond the realm of the material and temporal. My dear friends, the recurring cycles and vanity described here echo the human condition across generations. Striving for progress, seeking satisfaction, yet often feeling empty despite accomplishments. And this is our folly. We chase after success, accumulate possessions, or seek novel experiences, only to find that nothing under the sun can satisfy the deepest longings of the heart. In a world of perpetual motion, where do we find rest and meaning? In today's world, progress and achievement are celebrated as markers of success. From technological breakthroughs to personal triumphs, we chase after advancements that promise to elevate our lives. Yet the wisdom of Ecclesiastes serves as a sobering reminder. While we may enhance our circumstances or solve certain problems, the fundamental brokenness of this world remains inescapable. Our modern ambitions, whether reaching for the stars through space exploration or revolutionizing our lives through technology, echo humanity's ancient desire to build a tower to heaven. These pursuits, however impressive, are still attempts to transcend human limitations and find ultimate fulfillment through our own efforts. The preacher, however, directs us to a different approach. He urges us to look above the sun for a deeper meaning, reminding us that salvation does not come from our human endeavors to ascend, but from the one who descended, Jesus Christ. In a world where even our greatest achievements are marked by vanity and futility, Christ offers the promise of hope and eternal life. He calls us to shift our focus from the transient nature of earthly ambitions to the eternal reality of God's kingdom, where true meaning, purpose, and renewal are found. Soren Kierkegaard once remarked, "If anyone on the verge of action should judge himself according to the outcome, he would never begin." His insight amplifies the message of Ecclesiastes by challenging the notion that worldly accomplishments should be the ultimate measure of our lives. When we live as if the worth of our actions depends solely on visible results, we trap ourselves in endless striving and confront the inevitable vanity of life under the sun. The preacher's message, however, invites us to consider that true significance does not lie in what we achieve, accumulate, or build in this world. Instead, it is found in our relationship with the one who transcends all human endeavors. Christ calls us to anchor our lives not in the fleeting outcomes of our efforts, but in the eternal promise of his love and redemption. This perspective liberates us from the relentless pursuit of success and grounds us in a hope that goes beyond the temporary and uncertain nature of life. It invites us to live not for what perishes, but for what endures, offering a vision of life that is truly meaningful and abundant in God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways do you find yourself striving for satisfaction in things that ultimately prove to be vanity? How does this passage challenge you to reevaluate your pursuits? Number two, what would it mean for you to seek salvation above the sun? How can this perspective transform your approach to daily life and its challenges? Heavenly Father, we come before you recognizing the futility of our endless striving and the vanity of seeking fulfillment in this broken world. Open our eyes to see beyond the illusions of earthly pursuits and guide us to find our true rest in you. Help us to cling to the hope that comes from above the sun, Jesus Christ, who descended to bring us life and lift us up to the heavenly places. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.